You're listening to Whiting Words, a K-pop podcast hosted by three Black women. I'm your host and leader, Deb, and my members and I are back at it again to discuss a K-music related topic. Thank you so much in advance for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Tell your friends to search Whiting Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. We also have an exclusive forum for Black K-pop fans. More details are in the episode notes. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani. Just like the other interviews in the archive series that we're releasing this month, the interview was conducted by me and the artist's answers are being read by Larissa. Make sure to also check out our Tiffany Young and rapper BY interview. And also, coming out today is the second half of the Rakaya episode, so make sure to check all those out. Okay, so a little context on this interview. This was for iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball Winter 2018. So I think this interview happens in like November/December 2018. So that was 3 years ago now. Oh my word. But yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any sound bites for this interview. Sorry, I know it would have been lovely to hear their lovely voices. As you probably noticed by the last question, Wano was still part of Monsta X. So this was when they were still a septet, all seven members together. So I really love that this interview had happened. Because it's like, it feels like a relic now. It feels like a collector's item. It's like, like stuff, yes. One Direction stuff before Zayn left or something.
Exactly. Like,
but vintage. But what did you think, Lars?
I liked it. It seemed like they were really excited to really kind of introduce themselves onto like the US scene with Jingle Ball. And I thought it was cute that they were like, oh, but we love Shawn Mendes. We have to collaborate.
I know. I also found it like, I was just like, which PR member of their staff was like writing this saying that a collab with Shawn Mendes would be exotic?
Exotic. Yeah, that's where I tried not to laugh when I read that, but I was like, yeah, exotic. I know.
Exotic.
I was what's like, oh, all right. That youth pastor, please.
That youth pastor. I'm absolutely dead. But it's wild, like, looking at their answers now, because, like, the song with Elhae came out. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me actually look that up real quick. The song that IM did with, I think it's called Need to Know. Mm. And then, yeah, I think Juhani. I think Juhani has like another mixtape now, or has been said to be working on one. I'm only like half aware of what Monsta X is going through right now.
So yeah, same.
I know they also said that they were working on Are You There, their album. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think, like, how many albums do they have now since Are You There?
Let me see.
If I can look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, so since Are You There, they've done Take Two. So during this time, they were promoting or preparing Take One, Are You There, 2018. So since then, they've done Take Two, We Are Here. They've done About All About Love and Fatal Love. They had an EP called Follow Find You. And yeah, I think that's like what they've had since this interview, which is wild. They've been working like crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Busy, busy boys.
So busy. They're I just like, I'm glad that everything worked out for all of them and like Wano, but it's kind of sad to see them like not be all seven members anymore. Just because I felt like they were definitely worked well together. And I don't know. I know Mon babies were really sad when they had to like kind of, you know, cut. Well, Wano involuntarily left, but
it reminds me of like how sad I felt when DBSK broke up. And I was like, why? But it was for the best, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, because it was like that contract dispute, and the two who stayed, I think it was Changmin and what was his name? I forgot his name, but those two, it kind of showed that, like, they were already kind of going into different directions because it wasn't like the whole group split up. It was like two of them stayed and then three of them left and formed another group. So it was like, oh, so there's already like, oh gosh, I don't know why I can't. I'm gonna look it up so I can.
JYJ, is that what you're gonna say?
Yes. JYJ is the group that Jaejoong, I think Mickey and Gia. I forgot their names. I'm so sorry, you guys. Junsu, yes. Junsu, Jaejoong, and Yuchun created JYJ. And then Changmin and Yoonho stayed. Mm. And it was when those slave SM contracts were really big. So, yeah. I always kind of side-eyed them after that. But listen, none of y'all come for me. Don't ask me.
That's so interesting because I did, like, I do know about that a little bit, but I didn't know that much, like, what you just explained. I just knew that DBXQ and JYJ were, like, former, like, they're all in a group at one point, but then had to break off. I didn't know all that. And then the only context I have for JYJ is that they did a song with Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, they did. I almost forgot. What a time.
What? Like, what a collaboration.
Wow. Just like, what an era.
But I also thought it was kind of interesting that they mentioned Cardi B because people say that Cardi B's collab with Blackpink was like a random like collab between a K-pop artist and a Western artist. But I kind of feel like Cardi B was definitely an artist that was always kind of bound to collaborate with some K-pop group or some K-pop musician. Like, I just kind of felt that from her, especially since there's like several instances where she's like mentioned BTS or like has been on live listening to BTS or something. So I'm not saying BTS represents all of K-pop, but like the fact that she's actually listening to a K-pop group, I just felt like it was going to happen at some point, but some people find it random. So I don't know. I find it kind of interesting that they mentioned her.
Yeah, I thought so too. I feel like, I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't sound questionable because I'm not like roasting anybody, but I think it's one of those things where sometimes when a K-pop group is big and another US artist is big, they're like, oh, let's just like mesh together and or collab, but sometimes their entire vibe or sound just isn't congruent to like who that band is or who that artist is, so it seems very awkward. I feel like in my head that would be like, say, I'm trying to think, that would be like Girls Generation being like, oh yeah, we want to collab with Young Thug and Future. I'd be like, oh no. And I think it's like, I mean, it makes sense and I get it because, you know, when you're riding that wave and people are getting to know who you are, you want to kind of continue to propel it forward and find a way to reach new audiences who hopefully would like both of you. But I think it's about being more intentional with finding artists who really kind of mesh well with who your sound is, I think, in a way that makes sense. Like, say, if G-Dragon were to do something with Meg, like, Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be like a really good collab. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what about his collab with Missy Elliott?
Yeah, and Missy Elliott. That one was amazing and it made sense because G-Dragon is known in Korea as being like very eclectic and eccentric with his music, and so is Missy Elliott. Versus like Monsta X and Shawn Mendes. I'm sorry.
That'd be so like
awkward.
It'd be so awkward. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't, but I feel like Shawn Mendes is awkward in my opinion. So like it would just inherently be awkward because he was part of that.
Like, do Justin Bieber before Shawn Mendes. I like Justin Bieber in Popstar. I was like, okay, that's cute. He can embody that vibe.
like, no shade to Sean. I hope there's no Shawn Mendes stans listening to this, but like, I feel like Shawn Mendes is like
a youth pastor.
A youth pastor. He's like the youth pastor of like Justin Bieber's church, and he becomes friends with Justin Bieber, so he's like becomes more like Justin Bieber. But it's like, no, your only association with Justin Bieber is that you're his youth pastor, not that you can become some-
Exactly. And then he's like, oh, what y'all doing? Can I participate? I was like, no, Sean.
No.
Who invited him?
Go to Bible study or something, bro. I don't know.
Exactly. It just doesn't fit. Like, I think they would work well with, like, I would say Halsey would be closer collab than, like, Shawn Mendes. Because even she sometimes has that, like, this electro pop sound that can mash well with the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, she already collaborated with BTS at that point, so. Which I will leave my thoughts at no comment on that. Thank you very much.
Yes, fair. I might agree.
Let's see, what else? They said that in the Gallant. I'm so sorry if I said his name wrong. I don't pronounce. I'm not going to speak for Larissa, but I don't say anything correctly, so I apologize. But with their comment about Gallant, they said as he spoke out very accurate Korean. I was like, wait, does homeboy speak Korean?
Right.
Wait, are you saying? I didn't say he's fluent. Cause that would be interesting.
That was such a casual tea drop. He's like, oh yeah, he's been speaking it forever.
I was like, hold up. But at the same time, this is not even his first time collaborating with Korean artists, because he has a song with Eric Nam and Tablo called Cave Me In, which is actually a pretty good song. But I think they also sung/rapped in English in that song, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so too.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to point out is that I asked, like, oh, you won Music Bank, congrats. And I asked why, like, if they could explain Music Bank. I did that because here's the tea. The publication I was writing for, they aren't historically known for doing K-pop, but I think because they saw the, like, growing interest of K-pop in general, especially K-pop fans, and, like, the fact that they were coming to Jingle Ball in my city. So that was another reason to cover them and talk about them. I did this because of that. And that's why I asked, like, if they could explain Music Bank, not because I felt like whoever was reading, it's possible they wouldn't be K-pop fan and they wouldn't know what Music Bank was. So I kind of felt like that needed to be explained.
Yeah.
But now looking back, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't, not that I shouldn't have asked, but now I'm like just thinking like from the American, like that question felt so like American lens, like, oh, we don't know what you guys do in your country. So like explain to us instead of like.
It has the American default.
Yeah. Like instead of thinking, if you don't know what Music Bank is, just Google it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, that was just a little thing that I was like thinking about as I was like transcribing this, because I'm like, wow,
yeah,
that people could have easily just googled that, but
that's okay, that's something to learn like moving forward too, because I think they would appreciate it, because maybe someone who reads Music Bank, they're like, oh cool, I want to check out what that is, versus like just kind of, they might have just like skimmed over it, like, oh, Music Bank, okay, you know?
Yeah.
And having the backstory.
Yeah, I'm not giving it like any second thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what they continue to put out and how they continue to evolve, because it still also feels like we haven't seen like all of them yet. They still have a bit more surprises in store for us, I think.
I agree. I 100% agree. And yeah, I'm also looking forward to, I wish them all the best, honestly. And I'm glad that, like, we probably said this at the beginning, but, like, I'm glad that they're all doing well. I mean, Wano is definitely posting thirst trap pictures on Instagram, like, every other day. And we love, as he should. As he should.
I'm trying to find my boo. Where's my wife?
So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview. And yeah, this will be the last one in terms of K-pop idols, but our next episode, God willing, is going to be part two of the Rukaya episode that we released at the end of last year. So
yes, enjoy. See you
next week. Enjoy. Aww. You want to say this man's name?
Joo Hyun.
Yeah. But now it's Joo Hyun-y.
Oh.
He like changed it. Okay.
What is the truth?
What is the truth? Let me just go with Joo Hyun-y. Joo Hyun-y. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mon Baby. I'm like a casual Mon Baby. So like, I mean, I know these dudes' names, but like, if I pronounce it wrong, please just forgive me. Okay, yes. So let's just start. I really enjoyed Joo Hyun-y's mixtape DWTD. My favorite tracks are Red Carpet and Runway. Is anyone else thinking about doing some solo work or forming a subunit?
Foremost, we would like to thank you and our fans who have listened and supported our mixtapes. We all work hard when producing our own songs, and we're all very passionate about our music and try to work as much as we can whenever we have the chance. On this new album, Are You There?, we have participated more than we have for previous albums. We've already started work for our next album, and it will likely continue for some time. This means we have to put our individual stuff behind us a little and focus on our next album together.
Masa X's discography touches several different genres. Why is having such versatility important to you as a group?
As Monsta X, all our members have different tastes, and we prefer to reflect all our individual colors in one single album. It is most important we keep our albums versatile as it drives us as one team and identity. Although it is important to have a distinctive one color as a musician, we don't want to pursue one side of our music, but would rather show variety within our music and genre.
For those unfamiliar with K-pop, can you explain the process you guys go through when preparing for an album, starting from deciding on a concept to making a comeback?
We start with brainstorming with our members, staff, and other people who help us. From there, we eventually build up the identity and content of one album, which comprises of different genres of song and a variety of art and video content. Since this is our album, we have the most influences and decide on the final work of our album. However, there are many staff members and people who help us a great amount for things like choreography, video content, artwork, etc. And combining all these things, we come up with the final accomplishment, an album.
During elementary school, you spent some time in Boston. How does it feel to be going back to Massachusetts as a famous artist?
I never knew I would come back as the person I am now. I was so young when I was in Boston, and it kind of feels strange and exciting at the same time.
How does being part of the iHeartMedia Jingle Ball concert lineup different from your previous tours? Is there something you guys are excited or nervous about?
We were excited when we first heard we were invited for Jingle Ball. We knew it is the biggest year-end music show in the U.S., and it is such an honor to stand on the stage with other world-famous musicians. This is a rare opportunity for us, and we will prepare as much as we can to have a great performance for our fans who will come and see us.
If you could collaborate with any of the Jingle Ball artists you're touring with, who would you choose?
Actually, most of the musicians who performed this year's Jingle Ball are musicians we generally liked for some time. We especially like Cardi B and Shawn Mendes, and it would be very nice to have a collaboration with them. As we do a lot of hip-hop-based music, it would be a nice matchup with Cardi B. Also, it would be so unique and exotic to have a collaboration with Shawn Mendes, as his music is somewhat different than ours.
You recently had a music big wing. Congrats! How does it feel?
It feels amazing. We have won first prize in other shows, but this was the first time we won in Music Bank. It is a national TV program, and not just us, but all of our family, fans, and staff are waiting for this to happen for quite some time. Something we will never forget.
Also, for those who don't know what Music Bank is, can you explain it?
Music Bank is one of the oldest and most renowned TV music shows broadcast by KBS, Korean Broadcast Station, the biggest national TV station in Korea. They have started this show since 1998, and it is almost 20 years now. It is broadcasting in over 114 countries worldwide through KBS World Channel.
Another question for IM. In an interview, you said you're working on something with American artist Elhae. Can you tell us more about that project?
I've mentioned Elhae as one of the artists I would like to collaborate with from VLive in the past, and it has become a reality now. We are working together for a new single together, and hopefully we can have some outcome by next year.
In your mini documentary with Gallant, you sang your song, Beautiful. Gallant sang his verse in Korean. Wow. Was that the original plan? Did you guys help him learn the lyrics?
It was a pleasant surprise. He had prepared a lot, and we can only imagine how much effort he had put into it. There wasn't much we could have taught him, as he spoke very accurate Korean, and it was emotional to see him sing our song in Korean. The time we spent with him was a very memorable event for us, and we really appreciate his effort and work.
Okay, so for this next part, I'll just read the answers, because I feel like this is too much to be reading. Like, no one's going to care. Okay, so for the, I'm breaking the wall right now. I asked the guys what are the last three songs they listened to, and there's like, this list is long, so I'm just going to read some of them. So Shonu said, let's see, in the morning he was listening to What Got You Singing Again by Prep, and before bed he listens to Switch by Black, which is six, the number six, and then Lack, but it's pronounced Black. Don't call him Six Lack, that's not his name. Wano, yes, this interview happened when Wano was still in Monster X, was listening to Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding and Beautiful by Bozzy. Ugh, I love Beautiful by Bozzy. Minhyuk is listening to Girlfriend by Nao and Swimming Pool by George. Kihyun, oh my goodness, why did I write? See, if I wrote this in Korean, I'd pronounce it better, but because it's written in like English letter, yeah, Romanized version, I never pronounce right when it's Romanized, so I apologize. In the morning, Kian said Young Blood by 5 Seconds of Summer, and then before going to bed, Merry Go Round of Life by Hisai Shig Jo. Mm-hmm. Kyungwon said Sola by Jesse Reyes, When He's Alone, On My Mind, acoustic version by Pedrith. Pedrita?
Yeah.
Girl, that one song by with Georgia Smith, okay? Bye. Juhani said On the Road by So Moon Tak, and then a musician he wants to collaborate with, Better Now by Post Malone. I Am Said 18 Months by They, Undercover by Kalani. Okay, next question. The last question. Last question is for Wano. The group's gym buff, ramen or protein powder?
I would choose ramen. As I have a habit to work out, I don't often eat such food like ramen. This is why it tastes so delicious when I eat it time to time. It tastes very addictive, actually.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.
Bye.
For those unfamiliar with K-pop, can you explain the process you guys go through when preparing for an album? Starting from... Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. That was creepy. Not today, Satan.
Not today! Hey! What was that?
You got some sage, girl. We don't need a sage or a place. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. It's like a shed under this, like, patio thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it sounded like the door was moving or something, but the door has a padlock on it. So I'm checking to see if it's, like, open somehow. I don't think so, but...
Maybe it's windy.
Yeah, it is windy. It is windy. So I'll give it that, but... Anywho!